money.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just like a kiss from mama or a brand new dollar. Just like a sunny day, giving birth with
it
no pain.
Me
just like a Christmas morning, or an eagle
it
soaring.
Me
or like some lemonade on a lazy Saturday. Did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds like a seat in first class with a champagne glass.
It reminds me of you.
Or like some brand new clothes from the finest store.
It reminds me of you.
Every now and then I ask myself, did I stumble upon heaven's angel? Do I understand what I really got here? I thought about it, girl, and this is what I came up with. Everything in this world that's good, it reminds me of you. And everything that makes me feel good,
hey, hey, hey.
ice spray. And we just let them bottles pop until they all gone. Then go and have a private party, cause we all grown.
Permission for your submission, just for one. Your girl A Money. It's going down on the A Money Show train tonight. Of course, we got the phenomenal Erica Williams, best-selling author, and so much more. Trust me when I tell you, woman of God, she's doing big things right here on the A Money Show. What's up, Miss Williams?
Good evening. Good evening. How are you today?
Oh, wow. I'm doing good, just bearing with the snow.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm over here on the A Money Show train, and big ups to QS4 Unchained. It's going down over there Saturday, so everybody make sure they tune in as well at www.qs4ent.com. Your girl A Money will be hosting over there. We got some wonderful celebrities. You know, big ups to the Green family for allowing me to have the opportunity as well. But right now, it's exclusively you, Erica.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
I'm so happy that you took the time out to, you know, come on the A Money Show train, jump aboard the train, and just sit back and enjoy the ride.
All right, let's ride it out.
Polo sent me a text. I'm going to have to tell you what he said in a little bit.
Okay.
Yes, it's funny. Hopefully I say it correctly the way he wants to say it. But big up to Polo for
well,
a lot
tell him
of
back that he needs to call in and say it himself then.
He needs to call in and say it himself.
That's right.
Okay. We got a caller online now, 919-928. Who's on?
Phyllis.
Hello,
oh, that's
Phyllis.
My sister-in-law.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Phyllis.
Calling from Durham, North Carolina.
Woo! I'm trying to get that way. Thanks for calling
I just put on my Facebook and saw that Erica's on, and I just wanted to call and say I love you, and I'm so proud of you, and, you know, you're going to blow up even down here in North Carolina before it's all over.
Believe that. I already know. And right now, Erica, we would like for you to just let the world know why A-Money is promoting you all over, letting people know that you're a best-selling author. Many people don't know. A lot of them do. But right here on the A-Money Show train, where there are many listeners all over, internet base, phone, cell phone, iPad, or what have you. Let them know what you do and why you're the best.
Okay, okay. I'm just a Jersey girl that's, you know, still has big dreams, and I started off a long time ago with the thought. It was a seed, you know. I said I wanted to do something different with my life. I never wanted to live an ordinary life. Life is way too short. So, you know, I decided to write because that's what I love to do. I kind of got, you know, it came about when a very close family member, my cousin, passed away. I wanted to dedicate a book to the ladies. And, you know, I dedicated a book to my cousin. But basically, All That Glitters was the start of my career as a published author. And now 6 books to date, I just won't stop. You know, I deal with a lot of issues that we all face, and I think it's very important that if you survive or if you go through things and come out of it, there's nothing else that you have to do but lift someone else up who has gone through the same thing or is going through the same thing, or just let people know. You know, with Facebook is very funny because everything looks so nice and pretty all the time. We put up our pictures. I'm actually in the parking lot of Chuck E. Cheese. My baby, her birthday is today. She's 1. I have to, you know, give a big kiss to her. She's inside playing with the rest of my
baby
family. But, you know, everything is not always pretty in life. I think we definitely need to deal with the downside so that we can work on how, you know, how we get through it a little bit better. So I like to put up everything. I put the good, the bad, and the ugly up because I'm a real person, and I'm excited about the blessings that I've been, you know, that have been put on me, and it's only for me to give my testimony actually.
Actually, and nobody can do that better than yourself, and that's why you're on the A Money Show train, so you can let the world know. But from the A Money Show train, we'd like to tell you, little princess, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And I'm sure she's going to have a ball. She's missing her mom.
Yeah, they're inside having fun. I'm out here having fun. This is what I really love to do. You know, I am a teacher by day, and I speak all day long, and then I get off of work, and I look forward to speaking engagements in the barbershops and beauty parlors. Those are speaking engagements to me, too. When I go to a nail salon and I introduce myself, and I walk in there like the people that sell CDs, and people look up, and then they say, oh, you're selling your books. Why aren't your books in the store? And I say, they are, but guess what? I'm still passionate about my art, so I'm gonna go around just like I did from the very beginning. And I'm, you know, this is a part of, you know, people that are famous and that are on national television, they're reaching millions in one instant. I'm gonna reach millions one day at a time, if that's what it takes.
Well, I believe you've already done that, and I mean, you touched me. I went to her website, and when I tell you, as soon as the music started playing, I was just like keying in on everything that she had there. You know, support her, purchase her books, you know, support her movement. She's a phenomenal woman. And we would love to know, like, you know, being a female in this industry out here in the author world as well, how does it make you feel with the struggles you had to go to the present now, is just saying, you know, I'm still struggling, but I'm happy in what I'm doing now to make it better.
Yes. Actually, this morning, because today is Thursday, so we all know it's Throwback Thursday, I was looking through my photo albums. I was thinking, what can I throw back today? And I came across, you know, I guess it was because it was my daughter's birthday. I saw my album that said my birthday signing. In 2009, my father gave me a nice book signing, and I had two books at the time. And I looked at the covers, and, you know, I didn't own my first cover at the time, and I had never really liked my first cover to my book, and I had purchased the rights back to All That Glitters and changed the cover. I put two of my former students on the cover. And I looked at that old picture. You know, both books had the old covers on it. I hadn't really started my publishing company yet. And, you know, we don't realize the small strides that we're making over time. They're big, big strides. You know, everything, it's like I can't think of that game. Is it Jenga, where you have to put the little piece of block up on top of the
pile?
You know, many times I have put my pile of bricks together and they have fallen down, and I picked up the pieces and I just put them back on top again, you know. And I'll tell you, I said, I really can't stop here. As long as there's breath in my body, this is what I'll be doing.
And, you know, and I can't stress it enough, she's doing it well. She's dominating this author thing, you know. And if you could let the people know how many books you have out and what is A Woman Scorn all about. Because you're writing about it, and I'm sure I can let the world know from my view, but we really want to know from the best right now, Miss Erica Williams.
Sure. Okay, I'm going down my roster. All That Glitters, like I said, is first. It is about two fast girls who think it's all about their looks, who think it's all about, you know, sticking and moving and being facetious and conniving, you know. And those are the fun times, but those times do, as our parents say, we hit the brick wall with that living. You know, so I lived like that. I had fun, and I suffered consequences, and I just want, you know, young ladies to know, if all you got going for you is a body part or an eyelash or, you know, you know,
I love my eyelashes now.
I'm gay, even tattoos, I have plenty of them, but they're not they're not what make me. You know, we just have to understand the nice little trinkets that we wear on our ears and all the things we do to dress up and look good, there's got to be something on the inside, because there's too many dolls out here. You know, there's too many that have so much going for them on the outside, but they're really broken on the inside, and that's where Woman Scorn came from. Also, Shining Stars, the sequel to All That Glitters, and I was at a place where I was ready to change my life around a little bit. I was tired of running so much and, you know, thinking it was all about me. I had come to the point to realize that it wasn't, and, you know, that's when I went in depth with my faith. And I came upon the idea for a Woman Scorned because I really had to understand that I had an anger issue within myself.
Right.
You know, I'm very controlling, and I wanted to control everything the way that I wanted it to happen, and it didn't. And when it didn't, I would catch a little attitude, or I would curse somebody out, or I would cut somebody off, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, people that are scorned or that have been scorned, sometimes people think it's just about men. You can scorn yourself. You know, you can be scorned as just being scarred, and you can really damage yourself by not dealing with whatever the issue is that you have that's holding you back. You know, we all have our different things. Some people lie too much and just can't even believe their
right.
own lies. You know, some people... You know, I just feel like A Woman Scorned was a moment where I needed to show women that, you know, our emotions cannot get the best of us, because more and more women are going to prison for, you know, being tied up in our emotions. We get hurt by these men, and we just, you know, I mean, although it appears that I'm just talking about a crazy woman named Brielle Prescott, I'm really talking about how, you know, we can move on. We can move forward. You know, one man is not the end of the world if he leaves. You know, one guy is, you know, it's just not, you can always go forward and do better, you know, and learn from those experiences, not let them take you out of here or bring you down to the point that, you know, somebody walking out of your life is not supposed to end your life. So, you know, I'm really A Woman Scorned Part 1. A Woman Scorned Part 2 is family ties. That basically is, you know, calling attention to the fact that our families have curses, generational curses that we need to deal with. Just because it's blood does not always mean it's thicker than water. And Deja Vu, the last part, really brings everything full circle. I just want everyone out there to know that happiness is attainable. You know, we get so used to things going wrong that when something is going right, we think something is wrong.
That's true. And, you know, most of the time I find that, you know, a lot of women go through, you know, clinging on what a man has for them, knowing that it hurts. You know, it's because they never had that male figure, dominant father in the household, you know, where she can see how a man is supposed to love a woman by loving her mother, loving
right,
her,
exactly.
telling her she's pretty every day, you know, so she gets out in the street and she takes what's out there, you know, and she thinks that's cool or whatever. And, you know, we just have to wake up from that and say enough is enough. You know, even if you have went through it sometime or another, you have to find strength within yourself and believing in God that you can move forward, like you said, press on, and do better. You have to be better to do better.
You know what? I do have to say, a lot of times it's not just, you know, it's not just the men. If a man, nobody, not man or woman, nobody wants somebody that is desperate for them. Even though you want somebody to be into you, you know, when you know somebody can't live without you, that's not attractive. You know, I think people, when they know that you have enough going for yourself, that, you know, you care about yourself, that's attractive. A man
right.
wants a woman that has something going for themselves. You know, that's really attractive. You know, when you're standing there and he's seeing you and all you, it's written all over your face that all you want is a man and nothing else, that's not attractive. You know, you have to have something that you shine with. You know, and that light will definitely attract more light. So, you know, we attract how we feel about ourselves is really what we attract.
Yeah, we definitely do. And we have a caller on 407-260-260. His name is David. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you? Calling in.
I'm a new caller, and I've got, you know, just a few problems that I need prayer for. I went to the x-ray thing, and my foot and ankle are swollen, and I just want to ask you young ladies for prayer. And I also want to let you know that I, you know, grew up in New Jersey.
Oh.
And I grew up in Teaneck, if any of y'all are, you know, familiar with that.
Well, that's a Teaneck, so what did you call today?
Well, I'm just basically calling for prayer.
Okay, so
okay?
We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. Father God, please heal. Your name is?
David.
David, please make him feel well on the inside and on the outside, Lord. Handle and deal with whatever issue he's going through. Make him strong and build up his faith that to know that, Lord, you can touch him and make everything all right. If he's worried, take away that fear. If he trusts in you, he should know that everything will be all right, Lord. Please cover him and keep him, keep his mind. Let him rest. Let him be well. Amen.
And also, I am a Christian missionary, so yes, I do know Jesus, and thank you. Y'all keep going on with this wonderful show. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
And I hope that you tune in again, Mr. David, and also the A-Money Show train is sending comfort and ease your way, and prayerfully that you have a speedy recovery.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You be blessed.
You're welcome, you too. And Miss Erica Williams, I have to let you know that Polo said you're the best T-neck finest.
Ah, that's right, that's right.
We have another caller on, and it is her birthday as well, a couple days ago, and she is my number one fan. Her name is Miss Styles. We're sending a happy born day out to you, Miss Styles. How are you?
I'm good. What's up, A-Money?
Oh, man. We have Miss Erica Williams. She's a best-selling author. A phenomenal
woman. I know. I heard about
her. Yes, I know. I've been posting to you all day.
I know.
So, you know, we right here showing her some love. She's our number one fan up in NYC.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
well, I have a question for her. Thank you.
You have a question for her?
Yeah.
Where
do you see yourself in 5 years?
A filmmaker, director, actor, basically along the lines of Spike Lee and Tyler Perry. I like to be this female version. Making my book to film and, you know, having control over the subject matter and storylines and stuff like that. So, you know, not only, you know, an artist, but a boss. You know, I own my publishing company now, and I think that the weight that I've had to, you know, endure at times in terms of getting where I want to be, a lot of that involves holding on to my creative control. So sometimes it's better to just wait because I know exactly what I want to do. And I've taken this time out to write my story, and I don't want to have to let it go to someone else. You know, so I see myself making films in the next 5 years.
And that was a great question from my girl, Miss Styles, all the way in the NYC. We have another call on. You're having a lot of love here, chat line, calls going off the chain over here. But I wanted to ask you another question. Like, you know, for you to write so many and continuously phenomenal best-selling books, What were your struggles, if any, you want to share with us that, you know, inspirational for someone else that's coming up, may have went through some things you went through?
Okay, I can say that, you know, first let me say, growing up in the area that I grew up was very, it's a good environment. You know, we grew up in a nice town outside of the city. You know, a lot of people from Harlem and the Bronx and Brooklyn moved out to Jersey, to the suburbs, you know, and migrated into New Jersey. And my mom is from Harlem. You know, she brought me out here. My dad actually hit the number, and that's how we moved to New Jersey.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, he hit the number. He bought a gas station in Teaneck, New Jersey, and we had a nice, you know, life. We grew up, actually, I grew up in the Isley Brothers lived a couple of couple of streets away.
So you lived right around
Sylvia Robinson of Sugar Hill Gang, she lived down the street around the corner. And across the street from me was Nat Adderley, which was a jazz musician. He had a brother named Cannonball Adderley. And down a couple of houses was the singer Chuck Jackson, who came up with Millie Jackson, who I also knew growing up.
Oh, wow.
So we were in the hip. It was hip back then, you know. It was hip.
Yeah.
And it was good. There were black professionals and everything was good. But in the suburbs, you have the same, you know, the same issues in terms of drugs. When you get to a certain age, it's cool to start, you know, experimenting with drugs. And for a time, you know, I had lived recklessly in terms of, you know, getting involved with crime and drugs and just living a destructive life. And at a point, you know, if it wasn't for my education, me going away to college and having a career eventually that, you know, kept me in line, I think, you know, a lot of people have to understand, if you have responsibilities when you have your children, you have to put your selfishness to the side, you know. So my children saved me in a great way, you know. Having my son made me have to focus more, you know, grow up and mature and put myself a little bit, sacrifice a little bit. So I thank God for that and my job, you know, and my family being, you know, hard on me in terms of not letting me think that whatever I did was okay. You know, sometimes families pacify you or they spoil you. You know, my mom she made sure that she let me know, I don't care how cute you think you are going to school, you're going to do something with yourself, so I'm thankful for that. And that's why I wrote about drug addiction in All That Glitters and Shining Star. I wrote about promiscuity and, you know, HIV and AIDS. I dealt with that issue in that series. In a Woman Scorn series, I deal with, like I said, anger. I deal with therapy, you know. I think promoting therapy for our people to know that it's okay if you need to sit down and talk to somebody. I was saying last night on a different show, you know, we go to the hairdresser when we need our hair done. We go to the nail salon when we need our nails fixed. But, you know, it's like a stigma about going to a therapist, and I'm trying to promote that. Mental health is not a terminal illness. A lot of times it's not, you know, it can be a temporary situation. So I'm dealing with mental illness, abuse, and revenge, which is a part, you know, that we all don't realize is very, very detrimental, is trying to get revenge on people. You know, if God forgave us, why can't we forgive? And even if you forgive somebody, you don't have to talk to them and be their friend. It's just that you need to move on with your life, and the grudges that you hold are only holding you back. So in Woman Scorn, I dealt with that. And the Robin Hoods, which I didn't talk about yet, is a true crime story. It's based on the James Bond gang. It's about the, you know, the fact that materialism is somewhat destroying us as well, because our kids are growing up wanting everything, and they don't know always the best way to get it. So, you know, that deals with basically, like I said, it was a burglary ring, but it's a male main character book. So our young men, unfortunately, just like you were saying, women without their fathers, they grow up having to take care of their families when they're not even men. So I dealt with that issue. So, you know, everything that I've written about so far, I mean, A Woman Scorned is my only fiction series, but everything basically has been the theme of everything is that you can get over. You just can. I mean, you got to make up your mind to do it.
And that's true.
I want to say, if my sister-in-law is still on the line, I don't mean to cut you off. Is my sister-in-law still on the line?
No, she's gone.
Okay, okay. Because she, you know, my brother passed last year, and
oh,
I know
it's
hard for her. She's been, you know, making it through. But I know that, you know, things happen in our lives that we don't expect. We don't always know what's going to happen. We just have to, you know, just take it one day at a time.
Definitely. And, you know, you're doing well. I appreciate everything that you're doing. You know, I love your books. I'm going to, you know, support you and promote everything that you have. I'm going to put it on my website, www.
Well, me and you have a lot of catching up to do. We both, you know, we kind of met through texting at the end of 2012, and I just had to through the year and start the year off. Me and you, you know, we have some catching up to do. We'll definitely do our, you know, bonding thing outside of the show. You know, I'm very appreciative of you having me on your show. And when I meet people, I like to.
I appreciate you more. I appreciate you so much more.
Just the beginning, you know, I feel like I've made a new friend. So we're gonna exchange all that information. But
yes. And I thank you. Let me tell you, I really thank you for taking the time out and allowing me to interview you. And I know that it's your daughter's birthday, and I don't want to hold you because I know she's like, where is my mother? You know?
Yes.
Where's my mother? And she's going to say, that ain't money.
I mean, if I can, I'll just give my contact information. And,
I would love to
come back on the show. And whenever you have a topic that you'd like me to join in on, that's fine.
Oh, my goodness. I got some juicy ones coming up for you.
Okay. So
I definitely want to get you in on as well. I'm a host on another show. We first airing Saturday, which is QS4 Unchained. I will get you all that information because I feel like you definitely will be a phenomenal candidate for an interview. You know, and it is being broadcast in 83 countries. Big ups to Mr. Green over there, the whole team, all the celebrities, everybody. The A-Money Show Train loves you. I'm glad to be a part of it. And we will try to get Miss Erica Williams, best-selling author, on. It's a definite, that a must that we do it.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that as well. So let me just run down again. I have All That Glitters, Shining Star, A Woman Scorned, A Woman Scorned 2, Family Ties, A Woman Scorned 3, Deja Vu, and The Robin Hoods. You can reach me at Facebook, Erica Monique Williams, and my name is spelled E-R-I-C-K-A. You can catch me at Twitter or follow me at author Erica W. at Twitter. And my office number is 212-201-9329. And my website is ericawcom. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Kindle, Nook. You can find me. I'm not hard to reach. So thank you very much for having me. And
I thank you as well. And, you know, go and enjoy your daughter's birthday. Again, happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to Mrs. Stiles, who celebrate her birthday as well.
Yes.
But I really appreciate your time. I do. And I don't want to hold you from your baby. Keep doing what you're doing. And please stay in contact with me.
I sure will. Have a good day. Happy, blessed, and thank you.
You too. Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay.
All righty then. You're with your girl, A Money, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in 347-633-9076. 7th. It's your girl, A Money. And like I said, it's going down on Saturday. Yes, your girl is a host on QS4 Unchained. Go to QS, www.qs4ent.com. Find out why you should keep it locked. But in the meantime, you're right here with your girl, A Money, on the A Money Show train. My co-host, Ju, was not able to make it tonight, but we're sitting in, and we sent him out some love as well. And here's the train. Let's go, baby. Is nothing left, nothing else left to do but to sit here with your girl, A Money. Chill, listen to some wonderful music. I thank all my guests, the callers, the online people, iPad, my chat. Love you. I see you over there. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate the support I do. And this is your girl, A Money. And I'm going to show some love to Keith Quizark with the team Mashing, and it's a cold industry. Wrap up.
Never sell your soul for no one, even if it means you're sitting with the rest of the crowd. Be yourself, be proud. You're shooting for a tough industry. Whether you act or act, you sing, you do your thing to the T. I tell you this.
When you got the fucking rock with you, that means you got money. Now you're getting on some lobster tails. But when things turn good, the bad is crucial. Asking the labels for money, funny, they turn neutral. I hate this fucking game, but the love that I have for it, dog, you can't break when the game is going fast forward.
Never did I think you would be through me.
Never.
Phenomenal best-selling author. This goes out to your daughter as well. Everybody, Ohio stands up. Cake family, cake boy, cake girl organization. Let's go. Cake, cake, cake.
Ricky Rose, Rihanna, Remix. Rich forever. Straight cake. MMG. Come on. No top on the Ferrari. Cherry on top. Boy diamonds. Matching Reeboks. Painting on the wall. Cost me 2.8. Basquiat, boy, what you know about cake, boy? 2 week tour, bonjour, then I skate. 3.5 after parties getting raped. O2 Arena, London felt great. 20,000 in attendance while I'm smoking on the stage. Had a house party, white girl sniffing paint. Now she on the molly, I'm just counting all the bank. Still smoking, Lenny Kravitz is a state. Rock my own sneakers, boy, cake, cake, cake.
It's not even my birthday. I'ma make you my
music.
And it's not even my birthday.
But you wanna put your name on it.
And it's not even my birthday.
And he's tryna put his name on it.
Girl, I wanna phone a friend now. Been a long time, I've been missing your body. Let me turn the lights down. When I go down, it's a private party. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow candles out.
I want that.
Heart attack and throw it back, now watch me get it. Ain't new to this, but you the shootish. Damn, girl, you pretty. Blowing out your candles, let me make a couple wishes.
Remember how you did it, remember how you fit it. If you still wanna kiss it, come and get it. Sweeter than the rice cake, bread sipping. Kill it, tip it, cake, fill it.
If you're sexy, you know it, I ain't afraid to show it. Put a candle on my back, baby, blow it. Love the way you do it, when you do it like that. Show up with some stacks, bring your racks on my rack. Wrap it up, boy, while I took this bow off. Talk that talk, yeah, I know I'm such a show off. Daddy, make a wish, put this cake in your face.
And it's not even my birthday.
Ooh, it's not even her birthday. But I wanna lick the icing out. Give it to her in the worst way. Can't wait to blow candles out.
I want that.
Yeah. the party. We don't cause trouble, we just rap Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy, sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday, cause la-di-da-di.
We like swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you dripping swag goo. Oh,
big up to my man Mikey J. What's up, Mikey J? Out in the NYC. This is your girl A Money. Every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 347-633-9074. Hit me up.
Rap legends, Sony Red, White Supremacy, Anye, Mikey J.
You made a mistake, fam. Fucking around with me, fam. I call up them ghouls and leave your ass deceased, fam. Never been weak, fam. No chapter in peace, fam. I face with that D-Wave, that Miami Heat, fam. My clip is a pawn, longer than your arm. They tear your fucking face off and ring your alarm. Who do you think you are, homie? Fucking Obi-Wan, Kenobi, I like Gage, that boy Gage. Hop in the riders, drop back to Sony. Tell you not an option. Don't got cousins up in Compton. Gotta hop on that interstate and the shit won't get it poppin'. I'm Lord Finesse, nigga. I'm Diamond D, nigga. I'm born for this rap shit, so you know where we meet, nigga. Never run with a slouch. Put two up in your mouth. Now I catch you from the blind side and run up in your house. Now run through your fridge. Terrorize your kids. Keep the lawyer on standby, cause a nigga don't do big. Fuck that. Don't fuck around with no Cody. Nope. None of you niggas know me. Tell your mom to get that black dress, cause that bitch is about to be lonely. I quarterback them plays. Woo. I run through them routes. Woo. Put my gooses all up on your sofa. Who cares a what? Nigga, fuck your couch. Yeah. You motherfuckers know. And if you don't know, now you know. You thought I was just on that love shit, that stupid fresh shit. I'm on that Mike Supremacy shit. Anye.
Hey, the hardest working man in the industry. This is your girl, A Money, and I'm showing you much love, respect, and support all the way from New York.
Yeah, shouts out to Polo, Polo the fur team, one of the coldest fashion designers in the game. Polo's the founder and owner of exclusive fashion and furs and Team Randolph clothing. Plus, he's branded with style to make him so original, so exclusive, and most official. Fashion designer of the year, Polo the Fur King. It's a day in the life of a mogul. Polo the Fur King is one of the coldest. Polo's focus, the founder and owner, exclusive fashion, Team Randolph clothing. No other than original, his visuals put artists in mink coats and videos. Mr. Fashion Designer, East Coast finest, New York to Vegas, Susan Stalin and Compton, a dominant trendsetter, known for his chinchillas, fine furs and foxes, big up to Chase Millions, P. Diddy. Indemnity's done it a bit better for sneaker deals. For Game Time Athletics, so influential, the most official. If you exclusive, rock with the best. If you can't do it big, then you rockin' with the rest. Plus, he's branded a style to make them so exclusive. The Fur King's more than clothes, he's the movement. When it comes to fashion, Polo the Fur King is on top of his game. Watch out for Polo the Fur King, you dig? Polo the fur king, he handle his biz. Fashion mogul, designer of the year. Polo will show you how to hustle for real. Exclusive factory furs, the butcher career. Polo the fur king, he handle his biz. Fashion mogul, designer of the year. Polo and Wallaby, we hustle for real. Exclusive factory furs, it's a fashion affair. Mr. Polo the fur king, we love when you speak. Designing apparel from Maybach Music to Ice-T and Coco Nicole. He dressed R&B group Metro City for the Keisha Cole show at the Roxy. Jack of all trades, master of some. Trendsetter, not a trend sweater, just begun. Raw and uncut every Monday on for months. Polo the fur king, he represents for us. Shout out to Smoke Bolger, props to AD. Mass Pike, Mouth and Torch from MMG. Well connected, street perfected. The eye of a fashion designer. Fruitful blessings for the world to enjoy. The fur king offers more. He's a brand that the labels need from shore to shore. Atlanta, New Jersey, Miami, New York, London, Japan. Next, we're being a force. Shout out to Polo the Fur King. He's the future in the fashion and clothing line industry. No other way to say it. The original, most unique, and most exclusive. Exclusive fashion and furs. Team Randolph Clothing. Polo the Fur King. Polo the Fur King, he handle his biz. Fashion logo, designer of the year. Polo will show you how to hustle for real. Exclusive fashion and furs, the butcher career. Polo the Fur King, he handle his biz. Fashion logo, designer of the year. Polo and Wallaby, we hustle for real. Exclusive fashion and furs, it's a fashion affair.
DJ K-Ski, aight? He's Chica Radio DJ. And right about now, the A-Money Show DJ. And you're on the show, A-Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, aight? Let's go!
Attention all independent artists. Attention all independent artists. It's time to step your game up. Because how you look is how you proceed. And remember, first impressions are lasting. You need an EPK. An EPK is an electronic press kit with all of your information to let the world know exactly who you are. Every independent artist needs an EPK. An EPK includes all your information like bios, your pictures, your social media links like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the YouTube channel, your website, etc., etc. No one will ever have to ask who you are again, or where to find you, or what you do. For a small fee, take your game to the next level. Let us do an EPK for you. Contact us at 440-879-7284. That's 440-879-7284. Or just get at A-Money. You know where she is. Yeah, man. The question is, are you ready to play with the big boys? Get your EPK now.
Yo, Mass Pike Miles is going out to Polo the Fur King. Let's calm down.
Baby.
Girl A Money. Big shouts out to our Africa connections. JB, what it do? This is your girl A Money. Good luck to all of you out there in this cold, in the snow with the flu. It is kicking some butt. But right now, we're going into one of Ohio's finest. You already know. Eric Nolan Grant with his label, Wonder Boy Records, and G-Men. You know what we do. Over and over.
I'm so dizzy from the way that you spin me. Feel like the mouth is caught in a maze. Girl, forgive me, I didn't want you to hear me. You can tell I'm feeling some kind of way. I ain't never had to chase this long. Feel me and baby
locked up inside a chair. I don't wanna be free, girl, I never post bail. Right now I don't like nobody else. If it ain't you, girl, I'll be by myself.
Bank rolls, nigga, do the math. You
want money to blow, you gotta hustle heavy. I'm size of the cartel. You know I'm well connected. Young desperado. On the quest for that major league. Big bank's my motto. Got no time for that hating shit. You move around with that auto. I ain't the one to be playing with. Franklin's everywhere I go. You would think I work for Wells Fargo, nigga.
This boss shit come cheap. Nigga don't grind, he don't eat. No way. Your pockets empty, don't bleed. You do shit like me. Cause count cash, my hobby. Count cash, my hobby. Count cash, my hobby. You already know how I'm rocking. I'm up first thing in the morning. Mama getting that paper in. He ain't talking about numbers. I'm gonna have to get with you later. Count cash, my hobby. Count cash, my hobby. Count cash, my hobby. You already know how I'm rocking, nigga.
I'm allergic to bro. Addicted to stunting. I'm smoking that candy. Counting money from London. Worldwide with my campaign. Black truck with the shooters in. 100 bands for that Audemars. No, I ain't got time, just cool me. Flex on niggas like Arm and Hammer. No face, so this drop, dog. I'm guapped out. New bitch in that old thing with that top ball. Dude, get a load of me. Get a load of me. Check that, we cool that. Cool that. Couple racks with me. My strap with me, boy. You should know that. G's up. Hoes follow. Drink straight out those old bottles. She ain't talking paper, don't talk the dollar. Bitch, Bill Gates is my role model. Stop, gotta have it. Hold tight, watch a nigga make magic. Darn shit, nigga, check my status. Cross your life, throw the whole clip ratchet. Put two in to take four out. I get more dough than you know about. My women even expensive. We can't even swap no hoes out. Ballin' out like the Lakers. Gettin' mine, nigga, straight up. I'm the fine pay boy chaser. Every single day that I wake up, cause I'm riding around with that tag. I'm riding around with that tag. My outfit cost a bag. Couldn't afford to sit on my back. Count cash, my hobby. Nigga don't grind, he don't eat.
No way.
Your pockets empty, don't bleed. You do shit like me. Cause count cash, my hobby. Count cash, my hobby. Count cash, my hobby. You already know how I'm rocking. I'm up first thing in the morning. Mama getting that paper in. He ain't talking about numbers. I'm gonna have to get with you later.
Yo, it's your girl, A-Money, and I'm showing love to my brothers, DJ Run Supreme, and you already know, Troy Lyons of Boot Mob, and post the ball to my man, Yaya in the building. This is going out to all of the NYC area, JC, and Pyro State of Mind. But first and foremost, what's up, Yaya?
What the deal is? What's out there now? What's good, sister?
Hey, I'm happy to see you all. Say happy birthday to Miss Styles.
Hey, happy birthday. And many more. May you live long and prosperous. And may everything go good. And keep all the BS out your life.
Absolutely. Man, we got some hot topics for you and Fitz. When I tell you we going in. And you know some of the topics. You know some of the topics, so it's getting ready to get right up on the A Money Show train. But you know your girl is going to be hosting on Saturdays as well over at QSO Unchained. You already know what you're going.
That's beautiful.
So what's going on in your life in the NYC?
Well, right now, you know, just trying to maintain. You know, I went through that big Sandy thing over here. You know, everybody don't know, I live out in Far Rockaway, Queens. So, you know, we caught it real bad out here. You know what I mean? Like, it was real serious out here. And, you know, right now I'm just rebuilding a home right now, trying to get the house together and, you know, getting things together. You know, I have a radio show. A lot of people don't know, but I have a radio show also, Team Players Radio. And I'm trying to get my show back up and running again. You know, right now I can't really do it right now because of the way the house is. So I'm just, you know, just it's giving me time to get everything together. So when I do get the show back up, you know, I have my things together. I have the music together, the topics, the, you know, everything. And I'll also be having a visual this time. Instead of just audio, you'll see the visual. You'll see me on the wheels of steel doing my thing and all that. And I also have my brother down with me now, which is affiliate with me from Platinum Productions. His name is DJ Rock. So now it's team, you know, it's Team Platinum now.
Yo, 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 y'all gotta put those DJ mixes in order. I need some 7 to 8 minute DJ mix, and I run them from you, bro.
Oh, I got you. Don't worry about it. I'm about to get it popping like over Redenbacher, for real. Don't worry about it. It's about to get popping again, for real.
You already know I need them ASAP as soon as you get everything up and going, because we're going to air them in 83 countries. As well as A Money Show Train, it's going down on QS4 Unchained. So, you know, you got to get them out to me, put some drops together, so I can broadcast you in 83 countries. It's going down. Make sure everybody tune in. www.ent.com.
Absolutely, absolutely. I definitely will do that. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Boot Mob. You know what I mean? That's my family, too. Shout out to my man T-Roy. I haven't heard from him in a minute. I hope everything is well with him. I know he's out in the A right now, so I hope everything is good with him, you know?
Right. You know, oh, my goodness, I forgot all about that, but forgive me. But rest in peace to his brother-in-law who just passed of cancer. You know,
yeah.
Your girl, money supports cancer, ladies of essence. This is
absolutely
what we do. Sad time for him. And
yes,
his
ma'am.
Family, Anna. Yes. And
what
is 9971?
Oh, that's just I was letting you know the last four of the digits, because I know you always had the numbers up and you'd be like, we got a call from such and such, so that's why I put that up so you know that it was me, you know.
I'ma know you 347, you and Miss Style in the building. They go to the Tank Studios. So, how are you recovering, you know, from the storm Sandy? Wow, it's been how many weeks now?
Well, it's been about 2 months now. It's been 2 months, almost 3 months now. You know, the storm happened actually on October 29th, and I wasn't in my home for about a month and a half because everything was so messed up. So, you know, we just got the people, they were fixing up the house. You know, my tenant's back in his house downstairs. And I just recently, maybe the beginning of December, I got back into the house. But, you know, a lot of stuff still needs to be fixed in here. So, you know, we're trying to get everything together. You know, just you know, keeping the faith and just you know what I'm saying, staying focused. And, you know, I got good people in my corner, such as A Money. You know, I got good people, you know, that I make sure that a brother's all right, stay in touch and make sure that I'm okay. You know, it's good to always have good people in your corner, you know, because, you know, that's why I tell people every day, you know, be careful with the things that you do in life, because you never know. The same people you meet going up, you might need them people that you disrespected going down. You know what I mean? Because those people right there, the ones that always supported you and was always there for you, the ones that you always disrespecting, you might need them one day. You know, that's why I never hold no grudges, burn no bridges, and I always stay humble.
You will, and we have another caller online, 678-489. What's up, and who's on?
Hi, my name is Tracy. I'm calling in reference to my god sister, Erica Williams. Is she on this show?
Yes, she was, and her daughter had a birthday. She was going for a ride with us, but she will get this download and hear the support and love that you called in, and we thank you as well.
Thank you so much. I love her so much, and she's doing so well, and I got all her books, and I just wanted to support her and let her know how much I love her, and I'm so proud of everything that she's doing. And my name is Tracy Jackson.
Well, Tracy Jackson, you just did it right here on the A Money Show Train every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 347-633-9074, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call the man to support and show love to Miss Erica Williams.
That's right.
You are.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's too late. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right now.
Shook it back.
Hey, Money.
What?
Let me just say this and let all your listeners and everyone know straight up and down that first and foremost, I want to wish you a beautiful and prosperous Happy New Year's. And I just would like to say that you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. And may you continue with the success that you are getting, because it couldn't have happened to a better person. It really should. It really could have happened to a better person.
Well, you know what? Coming from you, that means a lot, because you were there in the beginning. Me, you, Troy, Miss Styles, Ketchum Streets, Dave Tyler, Six Eyes. I mean, we was going in, you know, on this show. But most of all, you know, Troy and DJ Rock Supreme and Fitz, we've been sitting up all night long studying. You guys have inspired me, you know, to do exactly what I have a passion for, and I'm going to continue to do that. And you already know, I don't do this for me. I do this for you. It's your girl, A Money. And I have to thank my man, you know, my husband. You know, he's supporting me. I'm driving him crazy. He's driving me crazy. But, you know, that's the bulk of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard knock life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to take the good with the bad with the good.
We love each other. And, you know, we still do this thing right here. We ain't going nowhere. This is the A Money Show Train. And Yaya is in the building. And DJ Ross Supreme right here with your girl, A Money. I love y'all so much for y'all support. Y'all just don't know. I mean, Ryan, you probably know, because we done stayed up. We had to run and get snacks.
Girl, I love you like my grandma cooked food.
Okay, we had to run and get snacks. Everybody said, hold on. Everybody coming back showing what they got, snacks. The other person mad because they ain't got this snack or whatever. And don't forget that little drink on the train.
All right. So,
you know what? This going out to you all, my husband, Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind, because I love Jay-Z, so you know I love you guys just as much. And here we go. Don't hang up.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from
take a step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip to life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here from school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Saturday, I'm telling you, www.qs4ent.com. com. You better tune in. This is your girl, A Money, but stay right here. 347-633-9074 every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is where you'll find me right here. So what's up, you guys? What's up? What's going on? Tell me something about A Money or something. Money, money, money.
I'm just finishing out my third single, so it should be hot. Be on the road to it.
Congratulations, congratulations. You know you got to get that to me so I could keep it in rotation on the 8 Money Show train.
You know I am.
Hey, where can I hear that at?
Huh?
Where can I hear it at?
Hold on.
I'm trying to find out where I can hear her music at.
We'll send it to you so you can play it.
All right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You want to play it on my show, too. You know what I mean? I'll play it
all on
my show, you know, and you know. Actually, where are you at?
I'm in New York.
Where you at in New York?
Queens.
What part?
Springfield.
All right. I'm in Fort Rock.
Oh, really? I come over there sometimes.
Yes. I'm in Fort Rock. So, you know, we got to, you know what I'm saying? We got to support each other, you know what I mean? So,
of course.
You just, if you want to hit me up, you can hit me up on Facebook at Rasheem Supreme, Rasheem Supreme, Purnell, Purnell at Facebook.
You can hit me up on Facebook, Miss Caramel Chance, or Twitter, Twitter at Miss Stars. You put MS underscore stop STYLG, okay? That's my Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter and get my reverb on my Twitter too.
All right, but will you tell me the Facebook again?
Miss Caramel Chance.
What is it, MISS or MRS?
No, MS. C-A-R-M-E-L, Chance, C-H-A-N-T-E.
Okay, I got to look for that.
Or just go into A Money,
I'll send you
A Money sofa.
Yeah, send me the request, A Money.
I'll send your request.
So then I can, then I can request it as a friend. And then,
you can make up.
We can politic, you know what I'm saying? Because I do tracks, too. So, you know, I do beats and all that, too. So maybe
I do reggae, hip-hop, and R&B.
Okay, that's good. So I could just throw you a joint and, you know, you give you something to write to or something. You know, even if you don't use it, it'd be something you can write to. But you would want to use it.
Connections right here on the A Money Show train. You already know Miss Caramel Chance and DJ Ron Supreme. We keep it locked on fam and fan. You know how we do right here on the A Money Show train. Big ups to Trey, y'all.
Yeah, I gotta get in touch. I gotta get in touch with T-Roy.
Yes.
Well, here you go. Right. I just add you right now, Miss Caramel.
Huh?
I just sent the request just now.
He added you on Facebook. Follow your girl A Money at the A Money Show. That's your Twitter. Everybody, go follow me right now.
Yeah, I got a Twitter, but I haven't been using it that much. But I'm at Twitter. You can follow me at Twitter at Ross Supreme, Rasupreme.
Okay.
You know, you can follow me there, you know, but I'm more due to Facebook because I got, like, most of my people that deal with the team players, they come to the team players site and stuff, and right now I'm in the process of getting the teamplayers.com up, you know, the full site without Facebook and everybody. I'm working on that now. I have a web designer that's working on that as we speak, so I'm going to have that up, and I'll have, like, the recorded shows that I did, and have a couple of my artists. I got a couple of artists that I'm working with, and I have one artist that he's kind of locked up right now, but he'll be home in about 6 months. So we're gonna finish doing what we started. But I just got tracks, and you know, we just definitely, you know, just keeping it 100% real, you know.
Let me tell you guys, hey, and support. I'm also request a friend to you, to this phenomenal guy. His name is Don Jr., CEO, let me tell you, Entertainment Worldwide Network. Go to entertainmentworldwidenetwork.com and press, and also impressiveconcepts.com. Did y'all get that?
Impressive Concepts.
Yes, Entertainment Worldwide Network.com and Impressive Concepts. And I'm going to send you a friend request to him. When I tell you his work is phenomenal, it is. It's off the drizzle right here on the 8 Money Show train. And we're going to put him back up on the train like right now.
That's what's up.
Y'all already. That train.
And it was a good day by Ice Cube right now. This is a very good day. Thank you all. This is your girl, A Money, the A Money Show train. Tune in every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-633-9074.
Sleep.
Double
Because, you know, they suspended my man Mello, which I felt was BS because they suspended him and they ain't suspended my man Garnett either. They should have suspended him too, and he was the one that really started that by saying those disrespectful things about the brother's wife. You know what I mean? If anybody was in that position, they would have did the same thing. You know what I mean? They would have waited outside for the dude too. Like, yo, hold up. I want to talk to him like a man and say, you know, we playing a game. That's different. You know, this is a business thing. This is what we do. But, you know, you getting personal now. You saying things about my family. That's a totally different thing right there. You know what I'm saying?
You know, so you saying that he was pissed off about his wife smelling like Cheerios?
Of course. I mean, come on now. How would you feel if somebody was talking about your family member like that? When, all right, you do your trash talk and all of that, and it's a business thing. You know, you talk about the individual. You don't bring, that's just like talking about your mother, your wife. That's just like talking about your mom. You know what I mean? So, that was real disrespectful. You know what I mean? So, and,
so you think that Mello has never, ever, ever, you know, put that out there, you know, disrespect, trying to take someone off their game. He has never done that. And, you know, just really, was this a time that he just couldn't accept it when it was in his own backyard? Was that the case?
Well, I look at it like this. I look at it like this. When a person is talking trash talk, whatever, they talking trash talk about the individual. They're not going to put nobody family in the middle of that. You know what I mean? You're going to talk about the brother wife or, you know, it's just like, you know, you're talking about the brother wife or talking about somebody kid, you know, and this guy Garnett has a history of talking about people that's dealing with serious issues. Like it was a brother, I can't recall his name right now, but there was a brother that was had cancer.
Right,
and
right.
He called him a cancer patient.
Right.
Then it was a time.
Mother died, and he said, you know, MF, you know. So he was.
But and I was saying, know, like I was saying, then it was a time that a brother on a team, his mother just died.
Right.
And then he gonna tell her, he gonna say Happy Mother's Day, MF.
Right.
That's totally disrespect. Trash talk is one thing, but you know, you went out of pocket when you went to some personal issues. You know what I mean? And no matter how you trying to take somebody out of game, you will take a person out of game, and they be waiting for your ass outside.
That's true, and we love Lana. Big up to Carmelo, Garnett. Get it together right here on the A Money Show train. You know,
shout out to my people down in Red Hook, too. Word is born. Shout out to my nigga Vinny. Word up. Shout out to Fuquana. Shout out to all my peoples out there in the hug.
And we will see you again every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tune in with 347-633-9074. This is your girl on the 8 Money Show Train. Co-host you. Hope you're feeling better. He will be back with us live. But right now, y'all already know that I take it out. Chris Brown, this is
for the birds. You ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa. I know you're mad with the world. I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up. I'm with some new sheets. I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye. Say, say bye bye to her.
To be Valentine's, together all the time. Thought it was true love, but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Call cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. No trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Fuck it, let's hit the club. I rarely sit, but poke me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gonna be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, fuck love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing. Cause every time we alone, it's an awkward silence. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter and give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. Shit is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go, but baby, I think it's better if I let you know.
I'm on some new sheets, I'm checking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. No. Baby, wanna say, say bye bye.
Like Chicago, so I flip that middle finger and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future and tomorrow. I'm a dick, so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in the limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that shit I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm on some new sheets, I'm chucking my deuce.